You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy. Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes. Hey, on Friday, Randy.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Oh,
you
we
and
got,
me.
What we got?
We're going to be in Kennesaw.
What up?
Twin Peaks.
Hell yeah.
We're back
Andy?
Out on the road.
When was this decided?
I don't know. I just picked up this paper and I was like, what do you know about that?
Hey, you also know
what Friday. Things you learn when you read the promos.
Yeah. You know what Friday is, right?
The 5th.
You know what we're doing Friday, right?
What are we doing?
You got your tank top ready?
Oh, God.
You got your tank top ready?
Yeah, I got some tank tops.
All right, yes. We're tank tops and headbands, baby.
Okay, so, all right. Okay.
Did you forget?
Well, no, I didn't forget that we agreed on that.
Yes.
And I didn't forget that the Falcons' first game is Sunday.
Right.
I hadn't put two and two together yet for Friday.
Right.
Sounds like you're looking forward to it, which is awesome.
Yes.
I'm going to have to plan on this. It'll be good.
It'll be like 90 degrees, too. So
do a couple extra curls this week.
That.
You know what I mean?
Ain't worried about that.
Get the arms looking right. Yeah. So this is something me and Randy agreed to do early in the summer. For some reason, I have no idea why. I think a caller on the AMA said, what are you guys willing to do to try to make the season better?
That's
and we were like, what did we do wrong? He was like, you guys, ever since you got the show, they never made the playoffs. What are you guys trying to do to make them better this year? And I was like, well, I don't know. What can we do? And Randy was like, well, we're tank tops and headbands on game day Friday.
I was really joking when I said that. But then you were like, okay.
Well, I was just like, I hate, like, people do it in radio all the time where they say they're going to do stuff and they don't do it.
Right.
So we always try to, if we say we're going to do something, do it.
Right.
And, you know, it's silly.
Yeah.
And if they end up winning some games and you and I are wearing tank tops on Fridays, then we'll take
forget the headband. Just tank tops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Because I don't have any headbands.
Yeah. No headband. We know, Bo.
You know, I guess I kind of have some like that I'll wear when I'm running.
But, Bo, do you call that a headband? That's a bandana look to me.
That's a headband.
It's a headband.
Okay.
It's like sealed in the back. Like,
what's
you don't
the
tie
difference?
It.
What's the difference?
A bandana is like a do-rag that's not tied. A bandana is like a handkerchief.
Like a bandana you have to tie.
A handkerchief is what a bandana is.
Okay, so what I have is this. So tell me what it is. It's the same material as that. It's like dry fit, kind of stretchy, right? And it's a running company, but I tie it in the back. So it's like a head bandana.
Still a headband. Unless,
okay.
Like, a bandana is a big square cloth that you have to
right,
fold.
Right, you have to fold it.
Right.
This is a headband meant to wear on your head.
Okay, so mine's a headband, too. But we're going to scrap the headbands.
Okay.
And just wear a tank top.
Yes.
Okay. Can I wear, like, a shirt over the tank top? No?
I don't think that
It's got to be tank.
That defeats the purpose of wearing a tank. Like, that's like something like my
not
wife.
No, I mean like a t-shirt. If I wear like a button down open or something.
No, that's how my wife wears like her tank tops with the little blouse on it. That's like.
Well, I'm not trying to wear it like a blouse. I'm just trying to protect, like, because we're going to be in public.
So what?
I'm trying to protect
guns
you
out,
and the public from.
The public doesn't need protecting. You got to do this.
The guns are a little fuzzy is all I'm saying. Like,
would you like to feel better if I wear one too? Would that make you feel better about your body image?
Abe? No, it's not.
Abe?
I appreciate the offer. It's not about anyone else, how they look.
Yeah.
It's about having to look at me. Like, that's what it's about.
Dude, you're not wearing a damn tank top with a flannel over it, bro.
I'm not wearing a flannel.
Or a shirt.
I got
short
sleeves.
No, because it won't look like you have a tank top on, like you got a shirt with it. And please don't tell me you're wearing it off your shoulders or something, because then we'll never be partners again. I will leave you at Twin Peaks right in and there if you come in there with
I wasn't going to wear it off my shoulders.
I want it off your shoulders so you can tell you got a tank top on.
I was just going to wear it unbuttoned. So if I wear it unbuttoned, you'll see the tank top like that.
What kind of tank top you wearing? A skinny tank? Like the ones that the dudes on Muscle Beach work, they just...
Well, if I have the shirt unbuttoned, you'll be able to tell that I have a shirt on underneath, but it's not a t-shirt, it's a tank top.
How will I be able to know? With the sling, it's covering up your shoulders.
The neck on my tank tops is deeper than my t-shirt neck. The neck on your tank tops is the same as that?
No, it's not.
So then you'd know.
But still.
The neck's deeper.
All right.
There's a tank top cut
and
there's a t-shirt
cut. Okay.
There's a difference.
All right, man, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't want to feel comfortable either.
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
I already feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Yeah, I'm coming out there with these things.
Nah, but I agreed to do it. I knew this one was going to be.
And I didn't realize we were going to. I didn't realize we were going to be at Twin Peaks. So I got the perfect, like perfect tank top for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I got like a blue tank top.
Then wear the blue tank top, man.
All right. Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah.
It's not like a Falcons tank top or anything.
Just wear the blue.
All right.
All right.
Take a mean T-shirt. Cut the sleeves off of it.
That's a cutoff.
Pretty close, though. Cut it into a tank top.
All right. Anyway, we're going to be at Twin Peaks on Friday, and we're going to be wearing tank tops. So come see us if you dare. We're going to look ahead to the opening weekend of the NFL, obviously, and some college football conversation. That's Andy and Randy this Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's get back into some of this college football stuff. You want to hear – here's what I want to hear. I want to hear Steve Sarkisian – after the game on Saturday, saying that expectations were way too high going into week one. That's what I want to hear
expectations from Sark. Were out of control on the outside. But I'd say let's finish the book before we judge it. Right? This is one chapter, and we got a long season to go play.
I agree with that.
Yeah, fair
I
enough.
Do. It's fair enough. And he also mentioned also about, you know, it doesn't – because it does not, you know, exclude you from the playoffs already like it would before. The biggest thing about this, they're going to be behind Ohio State all year. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing about, you know, you can look at LSU. Clemson's going to always be behind them, you know, unless they lose another game. But, yeah, I mean, the expectation because of one thing, you had defending champions against the number one team in America. That's a big damn deal on any platform. But then you're throwing this kid. You know, and the expectations and all of the talking heads putting him in a stratosphere that he ain't deserved yet, mm-hmm. that he hasn't deserved to be mentioned in. But and the one thing I'll say this about Arch has been a manning his whole life, so he understands the expectations that people have and the responsibility that comes with that. But he's still got to learn.
Yeah.
Peyton wasn't really great when he started out, but he was pretty good as a freshman when he played.
Yeah, but you know what? It's Peyton Manning.
It's Peyton Manning.
No offense to Arch.
There it is.
If he's not as good as Peyton Manning,
that's not an insult.
He can still have a good career.
Exactly. That's not an insult.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was the biggest thing was just the hype of obviously Texas going into Ohio State, but then you throw this kid in there.
Yeah, and that part of it I totally agree with. It was overhyped.
Yes.
Obviously. We mentioned that repeatedly throughout the summer. Was like, this is pretty crazy for – I mean, I know his last name's Manning.
Yes,
I get it.
But it was still –
but, like, this is so over the top what people are saying. And, again, I get it. They're trying to sell, you know, listens and clicks and all that kind of stuff, so I understand. But here's the name that's also sort of mentioned in that stratosphere, and it's not based on nothing. Like, Arch Manning was put up there for, I don't know, the fun of talking season, and his last name's Manning and all that kind of stuff, but you hadn't seen him. Sark gets mentioned in those conversations, too, and you have seen it. Like, Sark still hadn't beat anybody in his whole coaching career.
Nope.
The best win he's got is that early season win against Alabama like 2 years ago, right when I think Milroe was
through,
brand
like, four
new.
And, interceptions or something like that.
And like, it was a good – I'm not trying to say that wasn't a good win because it was a good win, but like last 2 years he's 0-4 against Georgia and Ohio State, who are the teams that he's supposed to be in the same league as.
Because he has the roster.
And he isn't.
Because he has the roster.
He just isn't. But over and over and over again, Steve Sarkisian gets these opportunities, and he is a good coach. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. Of course he's a good coach. But – great coaches win one of these every once in a while.
Right.
And he still hasn't done it. Same thing with James Franklin. Like, you have to win one every once in a while to continuously get mentioned in the breath as some of those coaches. And he never does.
No. He still hasn't. And he has it, but he has the roster to do it. That's the thing about
it. Which makes it worse.
Yeah. They were so good. They're so good defensively, Bunk. And they outgained Ohio State. It was just the mistakes that they made. They were 1-for-5 on fourth down. Mm-hmm. And those fourth downs were critical because a couple of them were inside the goal zone.
These guys, I know this is going to be as the year goes, but boy, these guys love going for it on fourth
they
down.
They can't do the.
I know that it's the era we live in.
Eagles are the only team that can do it.
Dude.
Stop doing it.
Just look at the. Go back and look at the play of when they try to do it. And this is
a
criticism of Arch. But, like, there's a reason why Philadelphia can. Their quarterback can squat 9,000 pounds. Arch just dove on top of a guy and didn't even move his legs.
It was awful.
He just laid there.
He took the snap and fell on his lineman.
It didn't drive his legs at all.
Nothing.
Yeah, he was just there. It's like he was trying to body surf.
Done.
You know what I mean?
Done.
He looked like he was body surfing and destined. Like, what are we doing?
It was awful.
If we're going to tush-push it, at least have a guy who can drive his legs into the line.
It was awful.
I know. So hopefully they scrap that one and don't run that one again.
It was awful.
But yeah, look, I would say the hype was overblown. The expectations, sorry,
But you're because you're number one team in America,
and rightfully so.
Yes, you've got the roster
to do it.
You got the Ferrari.
You won a bunch of games last year. And you would even say it, like, the expectation is to win a championship. So stop with the expectations were too high. Yeah. I agree that the story hasn't been written, and there's still a lot of games left. And sure, they could absolutely do it. I don't think they will.
The other story was the Carson Beck, because it made it seem like he was just so mistreated at Georgia. I was like, huh? Made it seem like
he's happy again, playing football and smiling.
Yeah, he's playing better and they're winning. But I was like, when I kept hearing that, I was like, okay, because I already know the perception of what people had of him as far as the lifestyle, the flash, and all those different things. Oh, yeah, he's in the perfect place for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect place in there for Miami. Now, I never cared about all that other stuff, but I think it got to him that other people blame that reasoning behind him not playing well.
Yeah.
Receivers dropped the damn ball.
Yeah, I think that's the thing he was probably most unhappy about, was half the time he'd throw the ball down the field,
he threw some crappy-ass interceptions, and he put us in some situations also.
No doubt.
But, I mean, that's just that whole, oh, he's so happy, but loving football again.
I don't know about that.
Come on, man.
But I do think certain personalities fit better in certain programs.
And he fits better in that program.
He's absolutely a Miami quarterback.
Yes, he is.
And if he keeps playing like that and they keep playing like that, that's going to be a star. Like, people also forget, like, it wasn't that long ago, like 365 days ago. He was a projected top 10 pick in the NFL.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and then obviously last year happened, and of course, you know, we know what went down, but like, it wasn't that long ago when he was a really highly thought of quarterback at the highest level and had won a ton of games, or the highest level in college.
He looked good.
By the way, that narrative's going nowhere.
Where?
Like, him happy, playing well. Also, let Gunnar Stockton have a bad game and Carson Beck has a good Saturday. Get ready for all the Georgia people. I got barked at by a man yesterday.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
A man just walked me and barked.
Well, he was in his car and he had a Georgia bumper sticker. I don't know why.
Did you have?
Man had just my regular clothes on. Didn't even have a tank top on or anything. He just rolled his window down and barked at me. I was like, all right, football's back.
Yeah, whatever, man. No one's back. No one's back. And they're going over to the South Side. Join Dukes and Bell this Thursday at Napa Auto Parts in Morrow as they get you ready for the Falcons season kickoff. During the final hour of the broadcast, the Falcons and Napa will be giving away free car flow.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to, we produced that. That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists, that's our station. That weird playlist of bongo music, we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Flags, lovely. Plus, there will be a special appearance by Freddie the Falcon and the Falcons cheerleaders and Falcons legend Jerry Snowwood. That's Dukes and Bell Thursday at Napa Auto Parts in Morrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.